UK headmistress suspends 2 10-year-olds for homophobia. By Thomas D. Williams, PhD, on July 2, 2019. The head teacher of Hevers Farm Primary School in South London suspended 2 10-year-old Christian students after one of them asked for permission not to participate in an LGBT lesson during Gay Pride Month. The head teacher, Susan Pappas, who obliged schoolchildren to participate in a gay pride parade last year, told the 2 children, who are both of African descent, they are a disappointment to the school, Christian Concern reported Monday. On June 20, pupil Farrell Spence asked his teacher Alex Smith for permission not to take part in a lesson when Mr. Smith handed out LGBT material for coloring. The teacher denied the permission, insisting that the LGBT lesson was part of the curriculum. After class, Mr. Smith allegedly accused Farrell of using homophobic language and saying, "LGBT sucks and LGBT's dumb," which the child categorically denies. Farrell, a Catholic, was sitting with his classmate Casey Francis, a Pentecostal Christian, and told another teacher he did not accept LGBT because of his religion. The teacher reportedly asked the 2 children, "Do you want LGBT people to die?" "We said no," Farrell replied, but added that if they went back to their countries, they would be punished for being gay. The teacher asked Farrell where he was from, and the boy responded that he was of African Jamaican heritage, and there everybody is Christian and Catholic, so they don't accept LGBT. Later, headteacher Pappas reportedly called in the 2 children and shouted at them, "How dare you! You are a disappointment to the school." Miss Pappas, whose daughter Addie is a lesbian and the school manager, next put the children in separate rooms and scolded Casey. "How dare you say that you want to kill LGBT people?" Casey replied, "I didn't say kill." Miss Pappas then shouted at her and said, "Yes, you did. And don't lie," later sending the girl to detention from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The head teacher later suspended both Casey and Farrell from school for 5 days. Watch a 10-year-old child's view of the damaging impact of the LGBT agenda in schools. Casey was manipulated, bullied, and unlawfully excluded by her head teacher for alleged anti-LGBT comments. Casey categorically denies the allegations, and she is backed by children in her class. pic.twitter.com/aikpchwoman. Christian Concern, at Concern, July 1, 2019. Hevers Farmer Primary School educates 750 pupils in a multicultural and multi-religious borough of South London. Along with the school manager, the assistant head teacher Robert Askey is also openly gay. The parents insist their children did not make homophobic comments and have accused the head teacher of failing to eliminate discrimination based on religion or belief. They also cited the European Convention of Human Rights, saying it requires that schools respect the manner in which parents seek to raise their children in accordance with their Christian faith. This is not the first run-in the school and its head teacher has faced over LGBT activism. In June 2018, the school organized a gay pride parade in its playground, posting rainbow flags around the school, and telling students to wear bright colors for the event. Miss Pappas also invited parents to watch the Proud to Be Me parade and join in celebrating the rainbow of things that make them and their family special. At that time, 14 Christian parents complained that Pappas was forcing a very aggressive LGBT agenda onto young children in a manner which abuses parental rights and victimizes parents. In response, Pappas declared she was standing against homophobia. "We stand by our decision to celebrate National Pride Month by teaching British values." Isoda Montague, the mother of one of the students and a Christian, refused to allow her 4-year-old son to take part in the parade and complained to the education secretary that the school had embarked on systematic proselytism of its young and vulnerable pupils. Montague says she felt bullied after she complained that her child was forced to take part in an event that goes against our Christian beliefs, and later transferred her child to a Catholic school. Follow @WilliamsRome.